Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful and so thankful that you prefer to be with me than any other place on the planet right now. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards the greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your caring to be attuned and to listen. And I am always praying that you are finding more inspiration, motivation, and discipline to meet the times in which we're living and to be triumphant in the time in which we're living. Because where we are now, there is so much distraction, so much distortion, so much dysfunction, so many lies, inconsistencies, contradictions, hypocrisy, and that which would put people in a place and space where they are literally risking their lives on a daily basis for no good thing, for no good reason, feeling glib about their right to do whatever the hell they want to do and undermine themselves and their selves. And to come to a point in place where we realize that when you do not do what's in your own best interest, in terms of what actually allows you to be optimally functioning and thinking and being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, then you compromise the integrity of what it is you give to your children. And there are so many ones who are referring to children as kids, and so many children who've been turned into kids as a result of having been fed that which has no real substance, that which allows them to grow without ever having realized what the purpose in being is. And we should have all gotten it. And we've all been undermined by a system that has justified within itself, within its own agenda of capitalizing and feeling entitled to render ones and ones dysfunctional, disinterested, distracted, dissatisfied, discontent, disenfranchised, and all of that. Now we have the opportunity to understand what is the requisite for being able to triumph over it, to take all of that that we've been blessed with, all of that which we've been given, all of that that is available to us now, and make it work towards our own greater good. When we are properly oriented and dwelling in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, when we are properly oriented as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, when we are caring to be rightly aligned and corrected after following those who've been wrong for so long, then we begin to get leverage. And as we are focusing ever more intently on being completely cleared of the violations and the trespasses and the unforgiveness and the resentments and the pain and the frustration and the disdain and the discontent and all of that, when we care to release it and let it go, when we care to really examine all aspects of our living, particularly our past, so that we can see how we have created where we are in this now moment. And taking responsibility to recreate ourselves, our situations, our circumstances, is how we truly mature. Because there are those who can be blamed, and as long as we play the blame game and not take responsibility, then we will never have leverage over it all. when we are oriented in terms of dwelling in a system or being in the belly of the beast or being an American and being anything other than an absolute and supreme point of absolute and supreme intelligence, then we don't get leverage, because right now the absolute reality is that which we should be focused on. The absolute reality is that foundation upon which we can truly harmonize. The absolute truth, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and a commitment to absolute love that requires the care and the consistent effort and due diligence in being cleared from the violations, being cleared from the trespasses, being cleared from the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, the colors, all of these things, so that we are able to do that which is essential in really oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating cellular regeneration through cellular clearing and cleansing, because the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And to understand that the system works by people working it. And a system that is worked by those who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and those ones do not care to be rightly and properly oriented in life as the perpetuator and the progenitors of lineages, so that they have an understanding and an understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility in being is the foundation upon which we should all be centered in our living, so that we are exalting life. And that no one is a perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as business, as mission, as day-to-day practice in terms of what it is we are lending our talent, skills, abilities, labor, and life force towards. We are in a now moment that requires us to understand that there is absolute law that governs our lives. And had we been given it and supported by an educational system that was facilitating and consciously established for the self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization, and the cultivation of the generational wealth of children towards the progression of the greatness of lineages, then we'd be in a totally different place. It's by virtue of the orientation of the people themselves. And now we're in a place, because there is a pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death, in which we are all impacted and affected by, that we have to come to a mindset where we really care to live, where we really care to have leverage over the forces of sickness, illness, and disease, or the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. That we have an understanding and an understanding that the light of God, the truth of God, the love of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God, God being law, God being light, God being love, God being the intelligence of existence, and that which is causational, foundational, and is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and is that which is beating our hearts and breathing us, that we're in a place and space where our now moment is pregnant with opportunity to rise beyond all of where we have been as generations of ones and ones, because we have the opportunity to really harmonize with absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, beyond philosophy, beyond theology, beyond religion, beyond education, beyond culture, beyond all of those things that have put us in a place where we've been fragmented and separated and compartmentalized and divide within ourselves. And so with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we are breathing in and can breathe in ever more deeply the life force of existence itself, that we are able to charge every fiber of our being with the conscious realization that we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we have the opportunity to harmonize our will with its will, our way with its way, by consciously accepting to being cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole by virtue of being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, by virtue of our being animated by the intelligence of this absolute and supreme being, by virtue of our having duty, obligation, and responsibility in being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that wickedness and evil and degradation and violation and distortion and dysfunction and discontent and dissatisfaction and lack and impoverishment and violation and abuse and all of that has nothing to do with the intelligence of existence. But that is the evidence of the failure of people to commit themselves to the law that is love, commit themselves to the law that is the love of light, light being the only sovereignty possible over the darkness, the ignorance, the chaos, the oblivion, the sickness, the dis-ease, the despair, the degradation, all of that that is leading to suicide, homicide, genocide. And where we have and are experiencing the consequences of the choices that we have been making consistently over time, we can commit to reversing these issues, and we commit to doing that which is necessary in order to really facilitate the healing. And there are so many good ones who strive every day to provide band-aids on the cancers and the other degrees of sickness, illness, and disease that people are experiencing, and it will never be enough because the people themselves have to care to be absolved and to be freed from their own degrees of wickedness, sinfulness, and cooperation with their own cellular oppression. We in truth cannot do for people what they're not willing to do for themselves. And where we care to do that which will be helpful and assisting and facilitative of help, of giving people a greater hand up, then you gotta be willing to do what's in your own best interest, or there will be nothing of you left as a result of getting up every day and going to places to toil and to strive to assist ones and ones without knowing how to assist them or how to facilitate them being able to assist themselves. And admitting that we have been miseducated and religiously trained and socialized to be all right with undermining ourselves, and that we have undermined ourselves in terms of what it is we're reaching for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, in terms of how it is we are preoccupied and occupied and what we do on a daily basis. We are here to serve life and to be on the path of self-development, cultivation, actualization, realization, and harmonization with the laws of existence itself. And because we are witnessing the progression of error as a result of not being oriented from the perspective of cooperation and collaboration and communication and harmonization with the intelligence of our own being, then we have to be intelligent enough to care to switch gears. We have to be mindful enough, thoughtful enough, considerate enough to get quiet and to get still and to go deep within ourselves to see where our error has been. And to care to self-correct. And where we are reminded that we each have been gifted with our own gifts, talents, skills, abilities through our genealogy, our inheritance, and that we have all been negatively impacted and affected by a culture of people who think they are entitled to undermine, to create detriment, to be divisive, to think that their leverage has to come by their initiative to stupefy, inebriate, intoxicate, dumb down so that they appear to be superior, which is just their mask for their own insecurities. And for our due diligence in caring, in really caring to be rightly oriented in this now moment, to come to a point and place where we realize that we are not just human eaters, that our whole life should not be centered based upon just what we're eating. You understand? And then these ones are calling you useless feeders and useless eaters, that you know, you're so busy feeding, eating, stuffing stuff in your mouth. It's just other degrees of sensuality that lead to perversion and sexuality. It puts us in a place where our whole orientation is in disorientation. Instead of functioning on behalf of the whole, we're dysfunctioning. And so our consciously caring to be cleared and cleansed, because our bodies are our first environment. And based upon what's going on inside of us, in our bodies, where our spirit dwells, it is going to shape our perception, our perspective, how we are able to respond or not, or react to situations and circumstances, how we are thinking or not thinking, whether we are able to create or not, or if we are just going to follow other ones who appear to be right, appear to be light, appear to be the truth without thinking. And so we can know that because there is absolute law that governs all of existence, and the foundation of that law in terms of how we should be oriented is in not killing, is in exalting life, and is in reverencing and appreciating and worshiping, loving, honoring, facilitating, enhancing, enriching, that there is a way that God works. There's a way that the light works. There's a way that love is able to enhance and embrace and add unto. But if you are not loving yourself, and you are not appreciating the gift that you are and the gift that you've been given with all of your faculties and whatnot, and you are busy on a day-to-day basis desecrating and defiling your own body temple, your bloodstream, and rendering your cells, your organs, your glands and whatnot dysfunctional, then there is no way that you can possibly rejoice in the fullness of the blessedness of your being, because you are a detriment to yourself. And in truth, there literally is only one self, and we each have been gifted so much of that absolute and supreme intelligence that animates us, who we should be vehicles and vessels of in our own unique degrees of self-expression, coming forward to develop and cultivate and glorify and honor the lineages that we represent, so that our gifts are given to the world consistently, generationally. We're in a now moment that requires us to take some time and get real about what we're living for, and to realize where you are not committed to living, then you are committed to dying. Where you are not committed to living and honoring the functioning of your body temple, then there is more for you than you're accepting. More good, more greatness, more wealth, more of all of the good things that you should have is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And so it's time for us to realize that we have the opportunity to stand with life on behalf of life, to the glory of life and honor of life. But there's no way to be committed to living without being committed to liberation. No way to be fully committed to being liberated without being committed to honoring the order and the functioning of the body. And to know that we did not design ourselves, but we're divinely designed and designed divinely, and our bodies are so divinely designed that they are always seeking its own greatest good in terms of its harmony and its balances, and where we consistently and continually violate the order of it and its functioning with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored NutraSweet, Aspartame, Splenda, white sugar processed things, the flour products and all of this, then understand that we will never have all of what we should have had or done in our living, because that is literally the path of dying. And as though we may have learned to enjoy it, we can be guaranteed that it will truly facilitate a tragic date with fate. And for whatever the accomplishments we may have achieved in that life, that we have been eating all of this stuff, that we are literally creating and seeing the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease that has culminated as a result of it. And then we are socialized to feel as though taking pills and taking medications and taking things that man has made is going to be remedy for us. And we do not see the evidence of anybody being completely healed from anything as a result of pharmaceutical use, misuse, and abuse. And so where you have been on medications and taking these pharmaceuticals, you have to be ever more intensely intentional to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, because those chemicals are going to have a detrimental effect on your organs, on your body, on your capacity for truly thinking. And we can't afford to not be thinking right now. And where we are really suffering from the pain, the obesity, the aloneness, the loneliness, the lack, the fixed mentality, then we have to be conscientious enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves if we will have leverage over it. There are so many ones who have been fed so much deficiency over time as a result of eating all of the breakfast cereals and the oatmeal and the toast and the pasta and the rice and the beans and the breads and the cheese and the sausages and the eggs and the ice creams and the chips and the cookies and all of these things, that has created such deficiency. So that when we look at all of the mental illness, all of the bipolarism, all of the schizophrenia, all of the other issues that people are experiencing, and particularly our youth, then we have to know that it is as a result of the deficiencies, in addition to the assault upon ourselves with these chemicals that may be colorless, odorless, and tasteless, but they have their impact and their effect upon us. And so for where we are now, it's not just about changing the diet. It is about exalting a full effort to live fully and to consciously care to be a glory unto life itself and to those that you have come through. In order to truly live now, you have to be very purposed in being purposed in your living and not just being afraid to die. We are having to take the responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment by exalting a full effort, exalting a full life's urge to come to a point and place where we are no longer divided within ourselves, that we will take whatever resources that we have and invest in ourselves, invest in the hydration, the mineralization, opening up all channels of elimination so that these toxins and poisons and chemicals and residues from all of this garbage that you have been consistently feeding off of for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, to know that where you have a made up mind, where you have an intensity of intention, where you really care, where it really matters to you, then you can accomplish whatever you will. Because the spirit that you are in that body is of the divinity of existence. The spirit that you are in that body is God or Goddess. The spirit that dwells in that body comes from the divine, comes from the eternal, is truly immortal. But if you do not do what is yours to do in realizing, actualizing, harmonizing with the will of existence and charging that intention, infusing that energy upon every atom and every cell of your being, you will miss yourself, and there is no greater good you will ever have in this life, no matter how much money you've had, not much experience you've had, no matter how much sex you've had. It doesn't matter, because you are here to walk in the integrity of your divinity and to honor that which has honored you with the gift of life. And these people have no right to miseducate us and religiously train us and put us in a place and space mentally, physically, emotionally, psychically, or whatever, where we feel like we have the right to be killing ourselves and our children. That we have the right to choose that which has no substance, to feed off of that which does nothing good for us. Whatever it's called. The one thing we know is that which we do unto others will be done unto us, and feeding off the carcasses of dead animals is the root of all of the wickedness. Feeling entitled to be inebriated, intoxicated, and having to feel as though that is enjoyment of life is foundation for all of the rest of the ill thought that follows. We're in a now moment where we need to be sober. We need to rejoice in the gift of life and to really honor it by honoring ourselves and harmonizing with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, because nobody can outthink it, outplan it, outplot it, outlive it, outlast it, outlove it, outdo it. But we can all be clearer, cleaner vehicles and vessels of it. But we have to choose to do it. And that doing, that choice, is the foundation of abundant life and lives lived in the integrity of our own authenticity, and knowing that there is no amount of money, credit, or any other thing that can make up for the wealth of ourselves. We're in a now moment where we're being called to rise, we're being called to choose life, we're being called to stand on behalf of all of those who could not, would not, did not know how to, and to be a blessing and to benefit from the blessings and the gift of all of those who've come before us. On behalf of life itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the resurrection of a fallen humanity, in harmony with the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal laws, and the eternal government. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Night Watch. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you and consistently praying that you are getting and receiving more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in walking in the light and the truth of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For that is what I am always speaking to, always addressing, always reminding us of the divinity of existence itself, always consciously caring to remind you of how special you are, how needed you are, how unique you are, and consciously caring to ensure that you know exactly what to do to tap into the greatness of yourself, to remind you that we are here on divine mission to establish upon the planet the kingdoms and queendoms of light, that we are to really lay the foundation for the progression of our lineages, to have an understanding and an understanding that we were not born and we were not put here to be slaved and enslaved and employed and just working for a dollar all of our lives, but we are here to self-realize, self-actualize, and to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that intelligence is supreme. And being supremely intelligent means that you are realizing the oneness of existence that you are carrying to facilitate it, to have your talent, skills, and abilities to be facilitative of enhancing, enriching, uplifting, adding unto, blessing, supporting, facilitating the greater good. And because we're in a now moment that requires us to really care, you got to go deep within yourself to reach the heights of yourself. And because we've been under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, because we are under a system of capitalization and globalization and all of this that is not in the best interest of the whole of us or the wholeness of it, anything or anybody, then those of us who truly care to live, we have to live committedly, intensely, intentionally, doing that which is ours to do to clear ourselves from the guilt and the shame and the blame and the memory, the resentments, the anger, the frustration that has come as a result of our molestation, the rape, the verbal abuse, the mental abuse, the sexual abuse, the misalignment, the miseducation, the sense of abandonment, and all of the things that we have experienced under the hands and the tutelage and the caretaker of those who did not know how to properly cultivate us because they never got it. And so I'm the one who cares to ensure that we are able to have a conversation that facilitates an inner knowing as to how to really clear ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to really realign ourselves with destiny. And there's a difference between destiny and having a tragic date with fate. Destiny is that which we are able to step into when we care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. Destiny is that which we are able to align ourselves with when we care to honor our body temples, to know that our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and to realize that that is who we are, and dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, being in a mindset where we are intensely intentional in being restored, intensely intentional in being realigned, intensely intentional in being whole and being healed and being cleared and being cleansed, and standing forward so that we walk as a liberated people on behalf of the whole of existence itself, to the glory of the lineages that we represent. There are many people who are talking about a lot of things. And so you have to be very mindful about what you listen to and how you allow things to influence you. But your commitment to stand in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to recognize the divinity of your being with each and every breath, to realize that there is no amount of money, there is nothing that has greater value than your breath and the beat of your heart and your bloodstream and the perfect functioning of every atom and every cell of your being. We are divinely designed and designed divinely to be able to walk in the divinity of existence itself. But because we are so inundated with all of the distractions, the politics and the politics and the socioeconomics and the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, all of these things. And we, you know, we thank our entertainers and our actors and actresses and whatnot who allow us to immerse ourselves in other people's dramas and do all of these things so that we can be distracted from our own. We'll put ourselves in a place, in a position where we have comedy and we have humor. So in the midst of all of the madness, we can laugh and we can sing and we can dance and whatnot. But to realize that life itself is a rejoicing. Life itself should be a celebration. Life itself is our gift. And there is nothing that we can earn, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than what we have already been given, in the light of the truth of who we each are and the divinity of our being. And as we consciously care to mature, not to get old, but to truly mature, becoming all of what we were born to be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is the essence of all there is existence itself. There is nowhere where it is not. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. And the more conscious and conscientious we are about dwelling in the reality of its presence, the more communicative we are with it, the more mindful we are of it, the more we consciously seek to be vehicles and vessels of it and its love, its light, its wisdom, and truth. This is how we have leverage over systems of degradation, systems of violation, systems of oppression, systems that literally undermine the rights of other ones to have the rights to their lives. There are so many agendas and objectives and disenchantment and dissatisfaction and discontent and all of this dis-energy, but in order for us to really be effective in doing something about it, we cannot really just appeal to those who have no love and no light and no wisdom and no care. You understand? You can't appeal to the government to do something different when you understand that the government was established in violation. The government was established in the with the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, and the continued suppression and oppression and usurpation of everything and everybody else. So why should we be appealing to that which and those who call themselves government when they are not in a place where they can properly govern themselves? So our appeal has to be to our own sense of right and responsibility to harmonize our lives with the laws that govern us. Because everything is in rotation and flotation. You understand, the whole cosmic is in order by absolute law, by the absolute presence of that which is the all there is as existence itself. And so in order for us to have leverage over the bozos and those who are the capitalists and the usurpers and the ones who exalt their right to be wrong and white supremacy and, you know, might is right and the warmongers and all of these ones who have already proven that they are either completely toxic, which facilitates their warped sense of reality that gives them, so they think, license to undermine the existence of everything and everybody else on the continuation of this world-conquering rampage that started centuries ago. And so we have to come to that place and space where it matters to us to live our lives and not to be dying our lives. It matters to us that we will heal ourselves through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, and that we will consecrate our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned as the truth of the beings that are there, as the integrity of who we are, and we are walking in the virtues of character that are consistent with the reality of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise the children of that which we refer to as God. In this now moment of eternity, we are each so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take. And as we have come to the planet through the wombs of our mother, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, we represent lineages of ones and ones who have come, and many of whom have already gone. Where they've gone, we may not know. But we realize that destiny literally should be off the planet. We did not come up out the earth, we came to the earth, and we should not have a tragic date with fate that buries us in the earth. That we should be leaving the earth, graduating the class of earth residency with flying colors. The issue is, do we truly care to be disciplined as disciples of truth and bearers of light? Do we really care to be rightly aligned in the light and the truth of that which provides us the salvation? Salvation from the degradation, salvation from dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death and the depths and degrees of violation and misalignment and all of that. We're in a now moment that requires us to really dig deep and reach high to get real clear about what it is we're living for. And to understand that to live on behalf of life, to live to consciously care, to honor life and to be filled with life abundantly, to be in a place where we are able to experience the true joy and the rejoicing and the blessedness of our being, that everywhere we go, we are a benefit and a blessing and enhancement and enrichment to everything and everybody, to have ourselves so hydrated and oxygenated and mineralized so that we are literally infusing and anchoring the reality of our love of light in every fabric of our being so that we are radiant and brilliant and we are positively impacting and affecting all of that which lies beyond us. We've yet to truly understand the power of love. Love being the fulfillment of law, love being the radiance and the brilliance of that which allows us to create more good and to create more well-being and to be the vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activity and to be in the consistent activity of creating that which is good, that which is light, that which is right, that which lays foundation for the progression of us as a people, so that in that kind of activity, we have no fear, we have no doubt, we have no worry, we have no inhibition, we have no lack. But you have to want to be rightly aligned in the divinity of yourself. You can't accept your sinfulness and make excuses for why you will not really do the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration that will allow you to rise and to consistently be in the state of progressive unfoldment and expansion in your conscientiousness and your consciousness as a divine being, directly a being of light, a being of love, a being of awesome creativity, limitlessness, boundlessness. We're in a now moment that requires us to dig more deeply into the depths of ourselves and to really facilitate the cellular liberation that is required in order to allow us to stand in the integrity of the truth of ourselves. And it doesn't matter what hue of people we are. Where our ancestors touched down upon the planet, what our ethnicity is, our religious orientation, our sexual orientation, our gender preferences, none of that truly really matters because we each have a beating heart and are a breathing being, which means that the intelligence of existence is with us and we are each held to the degree of responsibility to be accountable to understanding absolute law, and the absolute law is love. Love creating the harmony of truth that we each are these points of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, we are all connected. And there is a harmony that already exists in the ditches and valleys of degradation. Everybody's feeling entitled to be out of alignment. Everybody's feeling entitled to be sinful. Everybody is feeling entitled to have the free will to choose that which undermines yourselves. And I'm saying, no, we are all dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We are all divinely blessed. And we are all here to serve life. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And so I'm the one to remind you that we are all being held to the accountability of being able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. And the need is for our being restored, reconciled, harmonized with the laws of existence, to be in a place and space where it truly matters that we are exalting a full life's urge and we are doing everything we possibly can to facilitate the wholeness. Because the methodology of oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning is to put us in a place where we're divided within ourselves, where the individual should be indivisible. But if we are feeling entitled to be wrong, if we're feeling entitled to be out of alignment, if we're feeling entitled to be anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, and out of our freaking minds, then you should feel entitled to your sickness, illness, disease, and death. And if you do feel that degree of entitlement, then why go to the doctors? Why submit to the surgeries? Why take the medication? You're doing well by yourself and killing yourself. And if you're happy killing yourself, then be happy dying and be happy with your suffering and pain. But if you're not happy with your suffering and pain, then be strong enough to reach for life, to breathe deeply, to oxygenate your cells, to hydrate yourself, to mineralize yourself, and to facilitate the amount of elimination on a daily basis that allows you to reverse the issues that you've created by virtue of what you have been doing consistently over time that was not in your best interest. And just because this society supports us with it, in our breakfast cereals, our oatmeal, our toast, our eggs, our cheese, our grits, our hash browns, our waffles and donuts and coffee and all of this stuff that creates all of this mucus that is responsible for all of the respiratory issues and circulatory issues and neurological issues and all of these issues that are crystallizing your tissues as a result of being under an initiative by those who have profit as their motive for business. And so those of us who are working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, while you are gainfully employed, then you are being called to utilize the resources that you have, your cash flow, what comes off the top 15, 20%, and invest it in yourselves, in cleansing, purifying, renewing, and rebirthing yourself so that you will get another thought. And when you're completely committed to being purposed as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, then I guarantee you, you will come up with a greater way to prosper. But your own talent, skills, and abilities, and that which is true to who you are, you come into it. This is where we're stepping off the path of adulteration onto the path of maturation. We begin to reverse the issues to really facilitate the cleansing and the healing, the wholeness, for the express purpose of true, vivid self-realization, self-actualization, harmonization with the will of existence, to the glory of the lineages that we represent. And so in our now moment, dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence, dwelling on a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship and with these bodies that were designed specifically for this journey, this atmosphere, let us consciously care to be harmonized and unified in our desire to be whole. Our desire to be rightly aligned in the intelligence of existence, the truths of existence, so that we are facilitating and exalting the oneness of existence itself, to get beyond all of the divisiveness, to understand that divide and conquer is the cry of putting us in a place of our disempowerment, our disenfranchisement. They don't want us to be in a place where we can harmonize ourselves, work together, prosper together. You understand, it's beyond doing business with black people. It's not about doing business with black people if you're black people. It's about really exalting light and offering your talents, skills, and abilities to the world. You understand, we have to come to a point and place where we are knowing that the intelligence of existence is beyond race. It's beyond religion. It's beyond color. It's beyond hue. It's beyond all of the issues of divisiveness that we have been standing behind, all these different flags and all these different mantras and whatnot. We are all held within the divinity of existence, and we should all be exalting the divinity of our own beings. And as we do that, then we are consciously working towards the wholeness of ourselves. And when we have sense enough to exalt a full life's urge, to realize that when you are under siege and you are being warred against, your first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine yourselves. Your second line of defense is to do everything you possibly can to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. But what makes this so difficult for so many of you is that you have accepted death as your finality, your eventuality, your destiny, and your fate. But when you really begin to think and contemplate and reflect on the reality that you are on a planet that is 80% water in flotation and rotation through the cosmic in this particular universe and galaxy, why should we be dying when there is no death all around us? When the universe is consistently giving birth to new realms, new worlds, we're in a place in space where we should be aligning with the fullness of the truth of who we are. Because that is beyond nationalism. Nationalism is insufficient to harmonize anybody. And all of the competitiveness, all of the sports and the games and the extension of Greece and Rome and the gladiator sports and all of this to have men being justified in owning other men. Everybody signing off on it. While the methodology of oppression is still being implemented so that your hot dogs and your hamburgers and your sodas and all of these things that you are partaking of as you are watching ones and ones play all of these sports and games, multi-million, trillion dollars being spent in foolishness. But you wouldn't give that kind of money to get and remove the blight of homelessness. You wouldn't spend that kind of money on helping other ones who have been undermined by a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death. You would not bring all of that money that you would spend in game and sport and drunkenness and inebriation, intoxication, and all of that to a point where you work with other ones and you bring your resources together so that you are able to get land and build homes and do stuff that will be a benefit and a blessing to everything and everybody. We're not thinking as light bearers and light beings. We have been undermined by a system that is perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And have you in a place in space where you are not thinking about the perpetuation and the progression of your lineages, that you're only thinking about satisfying whatever desire you have in the moment. You don't want to eat fruits and vegetation because, well, I ain't going to get full on no fruits and vegetation. I got to have me some meat. I got to have me some this. I say, you got to have you some death, okay? Stop complaining. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that it ain't going to end well. It ain't going to end well when you don't care to be well, okay? It is not going to end well. You need to prepare yourself. If you love killing yourself, then prepare those who love you to do without you. And we have to come to a point and place where we realize that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, we cannot truly prosper. We cannot truly have lived successfully in this life when we had no urge and no care to be harmonized in the laws that govern us. But we break our necks to be obedient to the legalities of a lawless system. We're in a now moment where there is so much power available to us in just our caring to be whole. our caring to be rightly aligned, our caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified, to be consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and revivifying in the light of the truth of the all that we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are in a now moment that is calling us to rise, to go beyond all barriers of class, race, religion, sex, nation, gender preference, and otherwise in the establishment of the eternal order. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to the glory of all of the lineages that we represent, all of those who have given us benefit of their realizations, revelations, their labor, their intellectual property, their songs, their recordings, all of that which we have inherited, let us live to lay foundation for the establishment of the eternal order. Let us live, exalting a full life's urge. Let us live to be a glory to the whole of existence itself. And when it come time to leave, we've graduated the class of Earth residency. And we will be birthed into the spirit world as embryonic gods and goddesses. Rejoice in the blessedness of being. And be the blessing you are. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.